The Mara Salvatrucha MS-13 gang began establishing a strong presence on Long Island over 15 years ago. There, like across the United States, it committed crimes that have caused some to label it the country's most violent gang. But WNYC's Marella Ivorak reports that the focus of federal and local authorities on the gang in the last few years has brought the violence down.
On a December morning, Brentwood, like many suburban communities in Suffolk County before the break of dawn, is serenely quiet. Disrupting the silence are about half a dozen Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents on the parking lot of a volunteer fire department.
Yeah, I got you 5x5.
The FBI has charged 12 members of the gang Mara Salvatrucha, or MS-13, with 9 homicides since 2008 on Long Island. This morning, Supervisor Eric Lacoma briefs his agents on their target, 31-year-old Jose Rubio.
He's been identified as an MS-13 gang member.
Rubio is one of what police say are over 2,000 Mara Salvatrucha members, slang for street-smart Salvadorans on Long Island. In 2007, he was convicted of possession of a forged instrument and disorderly conduct. That was 8 years after he came into the country illegally from El Salvador. As the rain drizzles, Agent Lacoma divides assignments.
I'm the team leader. Matt, you're going to do the knock and approach. Jason, this is your target. You're going to come up to the door also. Sheila, you're our Spanish speaker. You'll be coming up also.
Agents get in their cars and 10 minutes later stop on a street lined with ranch houses. They can't enter Rubio's house without permission, but after a knock on the door, he lets them in and cooperates fully. Things happen quickly. 10 minutes later, agents lead away Rubio in handcuffs. He's a stocky man with a goatee and a bundle of black curly hair. His wife silently looks on from their front lawn, crying.
You guys are going to transport right back to the office, correct?
All right.
Mara Salvatrucha started off as a small street gang in Los Angeles in the 80s. Since then, it has spread across at least 42 states and Central America. The gang is notorious for brutal slayings of rival gang members and its own suspected of working with law enforcement.
But tonight, we investigate what officials believe is the most dangerous gang in the U.S., MS-13.
Authorities say that Shauna Angeles was killed by 5 members of the gang known as MS-13.
Prosecutors say those MS-13 gangbangers made sport out of drug trafficking, murder, and robbing people.
On Long Island, the gang started taking root in the mid-1990s and has formed over 20 groups, according to the FBI. Some of the strongest ones are in Hempstead, Freeport, Brentwood, and Central Islip. Special Agent Reynaldo Tarici from the FBI's Long Island Gang Task Force says that what makes MS-13 the most dangerous gang are crimes that have no specific purpose.
It's not profit-seeking. It's pure violence to establish themselves as the baddest gang in Long Island.
But police say violence caused by the baddest gang in Long Island is down. Since 2008, federal and local investigations resulted in charges of homicide, racketeering, drug, and extortion against nearly 50 MS-13 members and associates. ICE joined those efforts to a greater extent in 2009, when James Hayes took over the position of special agent in charge of investigations.
We went from a total of 27 arrests in 2009 to 310 arrests in fiscal 2011 that just ended.
Jose Rubio's arrest will show up in the stats this year, but he committed crimes much smaller than those that have made MS-13 so infamous.
When we're looking at who should we target, we're looking at people who have committed crimes in the past and are members of really all criminal organizations, in particular transnational gangs.
A few days after his arrest, though, Rubio strongly denies any affiliation to MS-13. He's wearing a lime green jumpsuit and is in handcuffs when I meet him in one of ICE's facilities in downtown Manhattan.
I'm not. I told them I wasn't. I'm not a member of MS-13, you understand? I don't deny it. I have family members who are in the gang.
Rubio says all he's interested in is being reunited with his wife Melissa, a U.S. citizen, and their 2 children, who are 3 and 2.
I'm asking the state to pardon me so that I can get the proper papers and stay living with my kids and wife.
It will be up to an immigration judge to decide whether Rubio will be deported. But some experts point out that deportations often bring unintended consequences. One is the spreading of MS-13 across Central America and its transformation to a powerful transnational gang involved in drug trafficking and human smuggling. About 20% of deported gang members also return to the U.S., according to ICE. And local police officials like Detective Sergeant Mike Marino, head of the Nassau County Police Department's gang section, strike a cautionary note when talking about this year's results in dealing with MS-13.
It is cyclical. Once we deal with one group, they're out of commission for a while. They seem to come back over time.
And with that in mind, he says, the need to keep a watchful eye on the Mara Salvatrucha will continue. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ibrek.